thrill of hope. And the thrill of hope exists to, is actually, remember that group that we went through the summer, Felda, on When Helping Hurts?
Yes.
This is the outcome of that, actually. So for the last almost 4 years, we've actually, every month, we talk, or every week, we talk about good works. Not because they save us, but because we're saved unto them. And a couple years ago, I had this idea for this week. Where this month, we're supporting Casino Road Kids Ministry. We're just going to give them money. So tithe offering, all the offering will go to them. But I thought about this. About 2.5 years ago, Zeka asked me, he goes, do you think that people are actually doing good works? And I had to go, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. And as we talk about it week in and week out, it's kind of been a trial. Like, hey, if we talk about this, if we build like talking about it into our rhythms, will it change into the way that we live? And I think that the answer now is yes, because we all, to one degree or another, are being a part of good works and recognizing it, and we get to do that. And so I've asked, last week Zeka shared about what he's doing with the gospel mission. I've asked Angie to come and share today with what she's doing and her experience with good works. So without further ado.
So I feel a little bit, like a little bit silly talking about good works, because I honestly hope that maybe someday in 5 years you ask me again, and I will have grown. Actually, I should have clarified. Do you want me specifically to talk about like Pure
about,
Home? About whatever.
About
okay.
Whatever you're doing,
okay. Yeah. So, all right. I'll try to rein it in. But when I think about good works, I think about it's God has prepared good works that we get to walk in. So He already has them for us, and good works are an opportunity to engage with the Holy Spirit in the good works that God has already prepared. So what I like when I think about good works is that it is. They're like our good works are infused with our connection with the Holy Spirit, and it doesn't have to be like a, you know, not all good works are with an organization or with an ongoing kind of a program. Sometimes the good works are praying for each other, like, or making dinner for your family. I mean, I don't do that good work. My family's here, so just, so they know. So sometimes the good works are, you know, in our daily life, all surrounding us, God has good works prepared for us, and connecting with the Holy Spirit and looking for those and being aware of those and being able to step into those, being able to pray for each other, engage in relationship with each other, you know, being faithful in parenting or in marriage, all good works. But one thing that comes to mind, I love the thrill of hope, and I love learning about things in our community and people doing different good works in our community. And actually, Peoria Home is probably the reason that we come to this church. That's how we reconnected. That's something that's really on my heart and that I have prayed for, and that is something that I see people in our community engaging with. And I do have the privilege of driving you sometimes. And I am always looking for things to lift you up in prayer. And one of the things that has changed in my heart doing that is just I have been so blessed by you and Tasha and you two being open to relationship with me and just sharing your stories with me and sharing your lives with me. And that has just been beautiful, and I appreciate it so much. So yeah, and just whenever I think of good works, just the opportunity to join with God in all the good works already prepared.
I love it because it's the good work of friendship, right? Mm-hmm. Like just friends and being in that and just being willing to be a friend. So thank you. Thank you very much.